You're listening to the Grow Great Daily Brief, number 206, Wednesday, May the 15th, 2019. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. Figuring out what you need to change. This week's theme is self-awareness. I landed on this theme due to the many people that I encounter who spend way too much time comparing themselves. It's why I intentionally built the foundation last week focused on your mental health. If you have not listened to those episodes, please go back and give those a listen. And now we are in the midst of doing the work at getting to the very real heart of who we are, what we are. Not about necessarily what we want to become, although that kind of sorta is the theme today. Well, actually, it is the theme today. We want to look at what we believe, our convictions, our character traits, because, well, we do want to figure out what we need to change. We're talking about you, your self-awareness, your beliefs, your decisions, your actions, changes that you need, that you want to make so that you can improve. It's not about what other people need to do or what they think you need to do. This week, we're being productively selfish, because we are looking into the mirror so that we can grow. We want to become better human beings. Newsflash, it may appear to have nothing to do with your business. That is, being a better human. But it does. You may wonder how being a better person can serve you at work. Well, let me offer up just a few pieces of evidence taken just from this week's headlines, and the week is not even halfway done yet. And this is proof that you ought to put in this work. The Pacific Gas and Electric Company continues to be in the news for bad behavior. Well, if you think criminal behavior is bad, and I do. Uber's had this rocky road toward an IPO, and TechCrunch just recently made some comments about how rocky that road is. I mean, the company has a history of bad behavior from the top down. Boeing. It's been reported that Boeing may have known about those safety issues with the 737 MAX before that fatal crash last year. Daily, every day, big companies and small companies make the news because of illegal, immoral, or questionable behavior from the C-suite. Never mind that many other companies don't make the news for doing good work, for behaving honestly with high integrity, but at least you stay out of the news, so there's that. But the pursuit of business success is a strong siren call that lures many founders, CEOs, and executives to ignore whatever character, whatever moral compass may have once defined them. Others are likely scoundrels from the get-go. Just took some time before they were found out. Still, do you think being a good human has no correlation with growing great at running a business? John isn't his real name, but John is the CEO and founder of a software company that has surpassed the $100 million mark in annual revenue. He's a programming fool. He's gifted. A skill beyond my comprehension, really. I mean, forget computer languages. I'm still trying to master English, which is my native tongue. John is hard charging and proud of it and hyper. He has no reservations about being a jerk or being considered a jerk. I joke with him that he's read too many stories about Steve Jobs, but I suspect it's true. He churns through developers with a rapid clip. Ask him and he will admit that he is constantly surrounded by inept people, incapable of crafting clean code. I don't know, maybe he's right. I just know that his tactics aren't serving him or the business, at least not serving either of them to grow great. I'm patient with John because he realizes that he has learned this behavior. Those early years of having to do all of the coding himself, taught him what it took to succeed. And it also taught him what it would take to fail. Problem is, he refused to fail. Privately, John hates it. He hates, quote, having to be like that. That being defined as being a jerk, berating people, exhibiting intolerance for even the slightest error. Man, I just don't know any other way, he says. We work mainly on finding out if he is capable, which means finding out if he's willing, to believe that his life can be far better, just far different. And it makes his people and his company better too, or it will. At first, he's got doubts. Of course he does. We all do. But he's hopeful. Now, today, he believes it. And so he's putting in the work to figure it out. And I'm just trying to help him do that, not by doing it for him, which is impossible, but by helping him see some things that he has never seen before. So far, so good. This week in the podcast, we have talked about beliefs, convictions, and character because experience has taught me how valuable those are to our growth. In fact, they're not valuable. They're just necessary. John isn't entrenched with the belief that in order to build a high-performing company, he has to be a leader with a bullwhip in his hand. Yes, that is how he has behaved. But after a while, the toll of that behavior on John personally and on the company, it's apparent, which is why John's motivated to change, because he's a smart guy. What does it mean to be a good person? I asked John. I ask other people, too. It's often similar to what others might say, but not always. So I drill down. There's a more personal question that really gets to the heart of it. Describe what it would look like for you to live your ideal life. And I'm not talking about lifestyle stuff. I'm talking about behavior stuff. I'm talking about character stuff. I'm talking about how you interact with other people. Paint me the picture, I challenge John. Paint me the picture of your ideal version of yourself. This isn't who or what you are right now. It's who or what you would most like to be. But avoid including things like skills and talents and interest and stuff and possessions. For example, it's out of bounds for me to say that my ideal version of myself would be somebody who loves being in a big crowd. Because the fact is, I don't like being in a big crowd, and that's part of my personality, and there's nothing that's going to change that. Yes, I can get better at it. I can manage it. In fact, I do manage it, but I still don't love it. It's just best that I accept that truth about myself and create my ideal version of myself around that aspect. So if you're doing this exercise at home, and I hope you are, or at the office, then accept those innate things that make you, you. And let's amp it up. Let's amp it up, every single bit of it. For most of us, it starts with things in our life, the qualities or the components of our life that are, well, that irk us, that irritate us, that make us unhappy with ourselves. No, we're not going to spend time berating ourselves. We are going to spend time recognizing that there are some things, maybe many things, that we really do need to change so that we can be better people. Jeremy is an effective executive, but admits a lifelong habit that drives him crazy. He is not able to use no as a complete sentence or statement. Drives him crazy. He's always telling the small lies, he says, to protect myself. He's making up excuses. He's giving people reasons because he feels like he needs to give them a reason. Figuring out things to say to other people. Compelled to give reasons when no reasons are necessary. Seems small, but it is a daily nagging aggravation for Jeremy. And besides, lying? Even lying about seemingly small or insignificant things, that isn't helping Jeremy become a better person. He's learning to say no or no thanks or no thank you and just leaving it at that. Says Jeremy, it's much nicer to feel a bit uncomfortable doing that than living with how I feel about myself by making something up. No change is too small. No change is too big. Figure out what you think your ideal self would look like. How would your ideal self behave? How would your ideal self talk? How would your ideal self make decisions? How would your ideal self work with others? Manage the work? Lead the people? Figure that out. Write it out if you like. Paint the most detailed picture possible. And now figure out how to get from where you are to this ideal that you created. Not that somebody else created. Don't fret about getting there in a single step because you're not going to do that. Just commit to making a step, just one step in the right direction. You want to make the change and you want to feel better about yourself for putting in the work. Don't worry about what other people are going to say. Don't worry about what other people are going to think. You have to live with yourself. And, you know, kids, that's at the heart of it all. The things that you've always hated about yourself should likely go to the top of the list. Stop accepting bad behavior as just being who you are. That is the toxic danger of self-resignation. Well, you know, I just lie because I don't want to be that candid. That's no excuse. Well, I lie. I just, because I don't want to hurt their feelings. That's no excuse either. You're eroding your self-respect. And that's the bottom line to this work. We're trying to elevate your self-respect. We're trying to put in the work so that we're feeling good about the effort that we are making to become a better human being every single day, no matter what. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Lord willing, we'll pick this up tomorrow. See you then.